This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello, this is Natalie Pincham. I'll be reading summaries of three articles published on January 23rd, 2015. The article topics are oncology, traumatic brain injury, and neurosurgery publications. Birth Desires and Intentions of Women Diagnosed with a Meningioma by Michelle Owens and colleagues. In an exploratory study, the authors surveyed women affected by meningioma to determine their attitudes toward childbearing and the influences, including physician recommendations, on this major life decision. Meningioma survivors from the Meningioma Mamas online support group participated in an online survey that included questions on their birth desires and intentions, whether the risk of recurrence influenced their reproductive decisions, and risks communicated to them by their physicians. Their survey responses were compared with those of the general population as assessed by the 2006 to 2010 National Survey of Family Growth. It was found that meningioma survivors of childbearing age, as a whole, were more likely than those in the general population to report wanting a baby and intending to have a baby. More than half of these women reported being advised by a physician about potential risk factors for recurrence of the meningioma, and pregnancy was the most commonly cited risk factor. However, only 34% reported medical advice against getting pregnant as a factor influencing their birth desires and intentions. The most common factor influencing their birth desires was risk of the meningioma returning and requiring more treatment, and risk of lasting symptoms or impairments. Cerebrolysin improves cognitive performance in rats after mild traumatic brain injury by Yanglu Zhang and co-authors. Long-term memory deficits occur after mild head injuries, and effective treatments are currently unavailable. Cerebrolysin is a peptide preparation mimicking the action of neurotrophic factors. To investigate the long-term effects of cerebrolysin treatment on cognitive function in rats after mild traumatic brain injury, the authors subjected adult rats to mild closed head injury and gave saline or cerebrolysin therapy intraperitoneally starting 24 hours after injury and then daily for 28 days. To evaluate cognitive function, the modified Morris water maze test and a social odor-based novelty recognition task were performed after injury. All rats were killed on day 90 after injury for histological analyses. Mild head injury caused cognitive memory deficits and social odor novelty recognition up to 90 days after injury. Compared with saline treatment, cerebrolysin treatment significantly improved both long-term spatial learning and memory and social novelty recognition memory up to 90 days after injury. Cerebrolysin significantly increased the number of neuroblasts and promoted neurogenesis in the dentate gyrus, and reduced amyloid precursor protein levels and astrogliosis in the corpus callosum, cortex, dentate gyrus, CA1 and CA3 regions of the hippocampus, which were significantly correlated with functional improvement. These data suggest that cerebrolysin represents a potential treatment for mild traumatic brain injury. Publication productivity of neurosurgeons in Great Britain and Ireland by Fiona Wilkes and co-workers. The H index is the most widely used metric of academic productivity. A recent paper on US neurosurgery bibliometrics prompted examination and comparison of neurosurgical research in the British Isles. The median British neurosurgeon H index was lower than that for the US neurosurgeon, that is, 7.5 versus 11. However, US data were restricted to services with residency programs, and thus introducing bias toward more academic units. Moreover, the UK has one of the lowest number of neurosurgeons per capita in the developed world, one per 254,063 people, as compared to one per 85,542 people in the US. Finally, US neurosurgeons enjoy greater financial opportunities with 2.5 times more healthcare expenditure per capita and nearly 20 times the total amount of research funding through its National Institutes of Health. British Academy neurosurgery has good value for the money, but faces considerable challenges. A striking similarity between Britain and the US was the underrepresentation of women in clinical neurosurgery, 8% compared with 7%. This finding was also applicable to academic neurosurgery. Not one of the 16 UK neurosurgery professors was female. Clinical and academic neurosurgery demand exceptional skill sets. They must attract highly gifted, compassionate, and capable individuals. Active measures are required to inspire and support doctors of both sexes to consider a career in clinical and academic neurosurgery. Thank you for listening. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today.